题目叫做我要歌唱。
Today we're going to talk about I will sing.
这个题目啊非常的简单。
This theme seems to be very simple.
在许多的诗歌当中也有这么一句话。
In a lot of psalms, this appears.
我不知道大家有没有注意到刚才我们所唱的最后一首的诗歌啊 ,Not I, but Christ lives in me, 那里面就有一句我要唱。
I don't know if you noticed, but the last psalm we sang just now has this phrase as well, I will sing.
我们在座有多少弟兄姊妹喜欢唱歌能举个手吗？
How many brothers and sisters here?
这是一个无派的问题啊。感谢神，大家请放下啊。我们大概至少一半，超过一半的弟兄姊妹都喜欢唱歌啊。有的人可能没有举的，但是内心当中也是我想唱。
At least half of us really like to sing, and some of you who didn't raise your hand, you probably also think in your heart that you like to sing as well.
我就记得当年在大学里面和师母谈朋友的时候啊，我也很喜欢唱歌。
I remember when I was dating my wife in the college years, I liked to sing.
但是很不幸的呢，谈恋爱以后，我这个唱歌的权利就被剥夺了。
Well, after marriage, seems like my privilege of singing has been evoked.
尤其是在我女朋友面前，师母面前。
Especially in front of my girlfriend.
因为我唱歌唱的五音不全，走调走得非常严重。
And it seems like I was always off tune.
我自己还不知道。
And apparently I didn't realize that.
那她唱歌唱得很好。
But she sang very well.
所以她就非常的难忍受我的唱歌。
This is unbearable for her.
所以我想说我也想唱，然后她说你不能唱。
I wanted to sing, but she said no.
好，那么呢，我们知道刚才我们所读的这个圣经，特别我们把它的题词读出来了，对不对？
We read the Bible just now, right?
那这个题词我们曾经有讲过，这一部分的内容是圣经本身的话语。
We know that these are the original words of the Bible.
所以比如说我们当读诗篇第89篇的时候，我们读呢就不是直接从我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱开始读。
We have not started with
verse 1.
Verse 1.
那这个圣经当中啊，一共有13首的训诲诗。刚才我们看到啊，以撒人以叹的训诲诗就是其中一首。
So there are 13 psalms of contemplation in the Bible.
那么就哎，
各位，
那么这个作者呢，训诲诗作者大部分是大卫。
Most of them are written by David.
那除此之外呢，还有可拉的后裔。
And some were written by the sons of Korah and Asaph.
那哎 ，yes 吧啊，也有两首是亚萨所写的。
And two were written by Asaph.
哎，那么以斯拉人以叹所写的就是这一首诗篇89篇。
So this is the only one that's written by Ethan the Ezrahite.
解经家在这个地方呢，当然有一些的争议，不同的看见啊。根据前面一首第88篇，如果你带圣经，你可以去看呢。根据88篇，有人认为说这个以斯拉人啊，可能也是可拉的后裔。
There are some different opinions on this, but it's possible that Ezrahite were sons of Korah.
不过似乎更多的解经家认为应该不是。
But most of the commentary thinks that they weren't.
那这个训诲诗到底是什么意思呢？实际上我们中文的翻译和英文的这个 some of 这个 meditation 呢contemplation 呢就有一点不同。
So what's the meaning of contemplation? It's a little bit different in Chinese.
这个词在希伯来文 maskil 啊这个词。
This word in Hebrew is maskil.
它有默想的意思啊，有教导的意思，也有智慧的这样一个含义。
Which means instruction or wisdom.
所以这个中文这个题词就把它其中一方面训诲翻译出来了，那英文当中呢就把它那个 contemplation 它的那个沉思默想那个环节翻译出来了。
So in English, it's translated more as meditation.
那我们知道这个以叹这个人啊，这个名字很特别。
Ethan is a very, very special name.
啊，就是今天据说这些年啊，非常非常 popular 啊，很流行的一个男孩子啊，比如说父母生了一个baby boy， 起名叫 Ethan， 很流行。
It seems to be more and more common and popular, that we name a boy Ethan in nowadays.
啊，那可能有些弟兄姊妹呢不太了解，实际上 Ethan 是一个 biblical name， 是圣经里的一个名字。
Ethan is really a biblical name.
啊，那这一位的以探啊，就是诗篇89篇的作者，他是一位智慧人。
So the writer of Psalm, this Psalm 89 is a wise man.
啊，同时呢，他也是圣殿当中的这个歌唱者。
He's also a singer in the temple.
我们知道，当圣殿建立起来以后呢，圣殿当中专门有诗班啊，有专门来司歌唱赞美神的这样的服侍者立位人。
We know that in temple there is a special position for the Levin to be the singer.
啊，那圣经当中这个以探出现过多次，至少呢大约有啊四位以探。
At least four different individuals were named Ethan in the Bible.
啊，这个名字是一个很好的名字。
It's a really good name.
啊，这名字意思是什么呢？是这个永久啊 ，permanent 啊，恒久 ，enduring 这样的一个意思。
In Hebrew, it means permanent or enduring.
啊，我们中国人有时候叫人如其名，大家可能听过是吧
？In Chinese, sometimes we say that when you listen, when you hear the name, that's you kind of know a little bit about the person.
啊，那在圣经当中，常常一个人的名字就代表总结一个人的一生。
In Bible, the name a lot of times indicates the whole life of that person.
啊，比如主耶稣给西门彼得啊，给他改名啊，基法小石头的意思。
Like Jesus changed Peter's name to Simon.
啊，那这个以探这个名字呢就很有意思啊，他这个名字但就代表了这个人的一个个性，一个品质啊，一种素养。
The name Ethan really represents the characters of this person.
这个人是一个有恒久之心的啊，有永久之心的这样一个人，所以叫 Ethan.
So this person has a heart of enduring.
所以今天啊，看到有很多的这个弟兄啊，不管是年长啊、年少、年幼啊，叫 Ethan.
We do see a lot of brothers named Ethan.
你知道最近咱们教会就多了两位。
There are two more Ethan recently in our church.
啊，而且 last name 还都一样。
The same last name.
啊，所以一看英文 Ethan Chen.
Ethan Chen.
嗯，两位啊，感谢神。
Thank God.
啊，这是一个非常美好的圣经里面的名字。
It's a beautiful thing.
啊，那好，诗篇八十九篇呢，还有一个很特别的地方。
There's another special point about Psalm 89.
哎，就是他以我要歌唱来开头。
It begins with "I will sing."
也就是今天咱们信息的题目。
And that is the theme of our sermon today.
那更特别的地方就是以探在这个时候他能够唱出来我要歌唱是非常不容易的。
And it's very special that Ethan sang "I will sing" at this particular moment.
他这个历史背景啊，是当时北国以色列已经被灭掉了，那么南国呢，这个犹大已经也开始国力越来越衰败。
The historical background is that the northern part of the Israel has already died, and the southern part, which is the Judah, is getting close to die.
那这时候犹大王约雅金已经被尼布甲尼撒王掳走了。
So the king Jehoiakim of Judah was captured by Nebuchadnezzar.
一般来说，当一个国家首都都陷落，国王就掳走，那这个国家大概没有什么希望了。
So typically, when the king was exiled, there literally there's no hope.
而且就在这个时候，诗人以探他居然说：“我要歌唱。
”And at this very moment, the psalmist wanted to sing.
啊，因为他想起神对大卫所立的那约，就呼求神的名。
Because he remembered the covenant God made with David.
啊，我们在欢喜的时候，我们常常会歌唱。
We sing when we are happy.
啊， 所以有的时候我们看到有的人不自觉的在那里就唱起歌来，我们就知道他心情肯定是很愉悦的。
When we see people start singing, we know that they probably are happy.
有多少人在艰难、困苦、试炼、捆锁当中还能唱得出来歌呢？
How many people actually will start singing when they are in a difficult situation?
还能唱得出来赞美神的诗歌呢？
The song that pray to God.
我想那是很艰难的一件事情啊。
I think it's very hard.
那在圣经当中，新约里面有另外一个故事。
In the New Testament, there's another story.
这故事我们知道，就是保罗和希拉在腓立比传道啊，刚来到今天这个地理位置上欧洲啊，结果就被迎头痛击啊，这个众人起来攻击他们，然后就打他们，把他们关在监牢里面。
We know when Paul and Silas went to the Europe, and they had several difficulties and they were thrown into prison.
而且大家看到把他们是按照这个重刑犯来关啊，脚上上木狗，而且关在内监里面。
And we know that they were chained up and they were beaten with rod.
那这个25节啊，使徒行传16章25节就讲了，说在半夜的时候，这个保罗和希拉呢祷告，哎，然后他们就唱诗赞美神。
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
众囚犯也侧耳而听。
And the prisoners were listening to them.
哎，然后神迹就出现了，地大震动，这个监牢的门就全都打开了，锁链也都打开了。
Then a miracle happened. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And yeah.
保罗希拉居然在这样的捆锁监禁当中，他们由衷而生的在那里去赞美歌唱他们的主，他们的神。
In such a difficult time, Paul and Silas were still singing and praying to God.
我们可以代换一下，把自己摆在保罗希拉的位置上面，如果我们被关在监牢里面已经是这样的一个悲惨的状况，我们唱得出来吗？
Let's put ourselves in their shoes. If we were thrown in the prison and going through such a difficult time, will we be able to sing and pray to God?
你知道今天实际上在国内大陆教廷教会就有许多这样的见证啊，弟兄姊妹被关到监牢里面去了。
And we know there are testimonies of people who are in China or thrown in prison that they're Christian.
为了信仰的缘故受逼迫。
And they were because of their faith.
然后这个看守所的管教干部就很诧异。
And the prison guard was really surprised.
哎，怎么这个牢房里后来就传出歌声来了？
Why there were songs coming out of the cell?
而且原来囚犯打架，后来囚犯不打架，所有囚犯都跟着这个传道人一起来唱歌。
And prisoners who were fighting and now are singing.
来一起赞美这位伟大的主，伟大的神。
And to praise the God together.
弟兄姊妹们，诗歌赞美是我们信仰生活当中非常重要的一个内容。
Brothers and sisters, praise and worship is a really important part of our faith.
如果一个人的生命当中完全的没有音乐，没有歌声，那可以说这个一生，即使你赚再多的钱，也是非常的苍白的。
If there was no song, if there's no music in our life, no matter how much money you earn, it would be still miserable.
我信主以前也是很喜欢听歌啊，刚才跟大家讲了，唱歌虽然唱得不好吧，但是还挺喜欢唱的。
Before I come into faith, I often sing popular songs, even though I wasn't very good at it.
但是信主以前所唱的歌，最多大概就是两类。
There are only two types of songs I would sing before I came to faith.
一类呢就是流行歌曲 ,pop songs.
One type is pop songs.
还有唱的很多的就是革命歌曲 ,revolutionary songs.
The other type is revolutionary songs.
革命歌曲大家唱，你也唱来我也唱。
It's sung by everyone. You sing, I sing, we sing together.
然后后面再一句扭扭捏捏不像样。大家知道就是这个不好翻译。这是我们在军队里面互相拉歌的时候就常常这么唱。
This is when I was in military, how we send between the two groups.
因为这个放电影，大家都拿着个小板凳，整齐的走去，然后看电影。坐在那里放电影之前啊，得先唱个二三十分钟。
We had to sing like 20 to 30 minutes before we started this really nice movie watching session.
哎，各个中队就开始在那拉歌啊，你们唱一首，我们唱一首，然后就这么去，就这样去鼓励大家去唱。
And different groups would start in competition of singing songs.
那信主以后，我最经常唱的就是赞美神的诗歌。
After believing the Lord, the songs I sing most often are songs to pray God.
以前也常常唱的那些的歌啊，那些的流行歌曲曲调也是很美的。
The tunes that I sang were beautiful before I believed in God.
好多的真的慢慢已经都忘掉了。
But a lot of them didn't stay in my memory.
或者多年以后又听到又那个熟悉的曲调，内心当中有那么一丝的感慨。
Years later, when I hear the tune, it makes me think.
而那个感慨更多的是，现在的我已经离以前的那样一个啊被流行的文化所裹挟的那样一个我，已经离得很远很远了。我最喜欢的真的就是去到主的面前去唱那些美好的赞美神的歌曲。
The feeling was more that.I feel that was a lifetime ago that I sang a pop song, and nowadays, really what makes me happy is to sing the songs that pray the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹不要误解，不是说这个世俗的歌曲啊完全就不能唱。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not like the pop songs, we shouldn't sing any pop songs.
哎，有一些不在信仰当中，但有的歌曲也是很美好的啊，一些的民歌，一些的曲调啊，朗朗上口。
A lot of songs, including folk songs, they are very beautiful, even though they're not in our faith.
但是我想分享的是，其实对我个人来，仅仅对我个人来说啊，我觉得最美的诗歌都是那些赞美主的歌。
But I just want to share personally that the most beautiful song to me are the songs that praising the Lord.
哎，所以这里有一个很基本的问题，既然说我要歌唱，那这个问题就是我为什么要歌唱？
There's a foundational question here. Why do I have to sing?
那刚才我们很多弟兄姊妹举手说我喜欢唱歌，那我也问你一个问题，你为什么要唱歌？
For those who raise your hand earlier, why are you singing?
那我们来看一看这位以斯拉人以探，这位智慧人，他为什么要唱？
Let's look at this wise man Ethan, the Israelite. Why does he sing?
在第一节他说，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远。
In the first verse, I will singOf the mercies of the Lord forever.
那这个中文翻译成慈爱这个词呢，英文是 mercy， 原文叫做 hesed 啊，它的意思是在神的慈悲怜悯当中不变的爱和救赎。
The original word mercy in English, really in Hebrew, is hesed, which refers to God's unchanging love and salvation.
啊，我们要再次强调，大家一定要注意这个背景，当时是耶路撒冷陷落了。国王都被掳去了，在这样一种的艰难当中，作者他说，我要唱神的 mercy， 神的慈爱。
Let's remember the background of this song was in when the Jerusalem fell and the king Jehoiakim was taken into exile and the country was going to die.
所以我们要唱第一点，是因为我们一个歌唱的不是只看我今天周遭的这个境遇。
The first point here is that I sing not looking at the very situation I'm in right now.
如果只是看周遭的境遇，保罗希拉关在监牢里面应该不是唱歌，而是在那里抱怨。
If you really looking at the situation, then Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, they shouldn't be singing.
第二点，我们继续来看，我们看以斯拉人以探在这里说，说我要用口传，将你的信实传于万代。
The second verse here says, I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens.
我们信主的人唱诗歌，有一点很宝贵的这个目的是什么呢？就是用诗歌要向后人，要向所有的人来传扬颂赞神的信实。
Another reason we Christians, faithful Christians, sing is to proclaim the praises to future generations about God's faithfulness.
有人可能会问，你去传扬神的信实，你去讲一篇道就完了吗？
Some people may ask, well, you wanted to proclaim the praise, why don't you just give sermons?
你要颂赞神的信实，你来做一个见证吗？
If you wanted to have a testimony on the faithfulness of our God, why don't you have a testimony of your faithful life?
这些当然是很宝贵，很重要的。
All these are very precious.
但是不能够代替诗歌的颂赞。
However, it cannot replace the importance of the hymns.
昨天咱们教会的短宣队去 Fairwell 传福音服侍主。
Yesterday, we had a team went to Fayetteville for a
gospel
conference.
我们有见证的分享，也有福音信息的传递。
We have testimonies and we also have spread God's word.
但是我觉得我们诗班的那样一个最美好的献诗颂赞，用歌曲来传扬我们的主，我们的神是最有力量的。
And I felt that the most powerful thing in this trip was to have these beautiful songs praising God.
大家注意一下哈，你知道这个诗歌呀，歌曲音乐和单单只是用语言的讲述是有两个很重要不同的。
There are two very distinct points between just saying the words, the lyrics, as opposed to having it in a song.
我举个例子大家就明白了。
Let me give you an example.
比如说我们主日崇拜。
For example, in our Sunday worship.
如果要是一首美好的歌曲我们连续三个主日都唱这首歌曲，弟兄姊妹你会不会觉得 boring?
If we sing the same song for 3 weeks in a row, would you feel bored?
会吗？我看大部分人不会，是不是？我们每次唱的都非常投入，每一次唱又感动一遍，又流泪一次。
Not really. We often get very moved by the same song.
好，那如果牧师一天到连长三个礼拜，你受得了吗？
If a priest give you sermons, the same sermon 3 weeks in a row, can you really take it?
第一次听着可能还比较新鲜，还比较受感动，对不对啊？
Maybe the first time is okay, it's moving.
第二次再讲，哎呦，怎么又来了？
Second time is like,
第三次再来的时候，你说牧师啊，这个故事虽然很有意思，我都听三遍了。
Maybe the third time you're like, well, I've heard this the third time.
其实我们个人的见证也是同样这个我们见证如果一再的重复，第一遍听的时候，哎，可能我们觉得很新鲜很感动，你再讲的时候下半句他都给你接上来了。
Same thing about the testimony. When the first time when we tell it, it's very moving, but all the rest of the times I can even finish your sentence now.
所以我不是说这个见证信息直接传讲否认它的重要性，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that it's not important to have a testimony.
但我说是只是用平白的语言和有这种歌曲诗歌它的那个不同啊。
I'm just trying to emphasize the difference between purely the words as opposed to a song with words.
你知道这个根本不同在哪里吗？就是我们听语言的讲述呢，都要先经过大脑的我们的理性的一个 process, 一个处理。
You know what's the foundational difference between the two? When we are speaking language, when we're processing the language, we're using the rational part of our brain.
然后呢，才能进入到我们的心中。
Then it will come into our heart.
但是音乐诗歌直接就进入到人的心灵里面去了。
But the music, along with the lyrics, comes into our heart directly.
所以这也是我们说就其实我们在座的这个年轻人，年轻的弟兄姊妹，你听什么样的音乐听什么样的歌要非常小心啊。
That's why I say to our young folks in our congregation, you have to be careful, with the songs you hear.
世俗的歌曲也分好的和不好的，对不对？
There's also good and bad pop music.
有的很不好的，它整个那个歌词里面带着很多的黑暗的东西，带着很多那些咒诅的东西，带着那很多那些悖逆神的东西，在那唱唱唱， 你就也跟着去听去唱，不小心你就已经被他心灵被他污染被他影响了。
Some songs that are considered to be bad have lyrics that are very dark, and it can really erode your heart. That are really against our faith.
但是当我们守节心清来到主的面前，来亲近主，来唱诗歌颂神的时候，我们每一个人，我们的灵真的就被主提升。你感觉那个同在，神的同在，那真的是不一样的呀。
When we come in front of to our Lord with an empty and clean heart, the feeling that you get when you're singing is very hard to describe with words.
我们这边呢有两个这个叫什么，就快餐的连锁店。
There are two food chains in this area.
一个呢当然是全国性的，大家都知道很有名的，就是礼拜天不开门的，我们有提到叫 Chick-fil-A。
There's one that doesn't open on Sunday, Chick-fil-A.
还有一个呢，其实它也是基督徒开的，但是卖 burger 的，叫 Cookout， 大家知道吗？离咱教堂很近就有一个。
There's another one, it's a burger chain called Cookout, which is also owned by Christians.
这些都是基督徒开的。你看那个 Cookout 那个杯子上面还有这个诗篇，还有圣经经文印在上面呢。
There are verses on the cup of Cookout. Next time you can check it out.
有好几次啊，这个就多年以来啊，几次就是一进入到 Chick-fil-A 的，或者一进入到 Cookout 的，听到它里面播的那个音乐，我一听到是赞美神的那个诗歌的歌曲，我立刻感觉就不一样。
The song and the music they play in Chick-fil-A or Cookout are praising God, and I just feel so different every time I walk in them.
我吃这个 sandwich 我感觉的都更加的有味道。
The sandwich is exceptionally tasty now.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不要小看啊诗歌它的美好，一代一代的能够去传扬去传颂去传唱啊。
Let's not undermine the importance of the songs.
那么第三点，我们唱诗的人有一个永恒与属天的眼光。
Third point is that we Christians who sing the songs really should have the eternal and heavenly perspective.
在当时那样的艰难首都沦落的情况之下，以探说，因我曾说你的慈悲被建立到永远，你的信实必坚立在天上。
In that difficult time, even still then, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens.
唱诗赞美天父的人一定有一个天上的眼光。
People who sing and praise God must have eternal and heavenly perspective.
我们说我们四面受敌却不被困住，为什么呢？因为我们能够往上看。
When we say that we are surrounded by enemies, but we're not trapped, because our eyes were focused on heaven.
我们来总结一下，为什么要歌唱？非常简单，这是三点。一个歌唱赞美神的人，不是只看眼前的遭遇。
To conclude, a person who sings God praises look beyond current tribulation.
第二，我们不是只想当前的时代。
And second, we think beyond current generation.
第三，就是我们不是只靠地上的应许。
And third, we rely beyond earthly promises.
有一首传统的圣诗叫做我要唱耶和华的大慈爱。
There is a traditional song called I will sing the mercies of the Lord.
这首诗歌实际上也可以算作是儿童圣诗，小朋友们都会唱。
This song can even be sung by children, sung by children.
歌词非常的简单也可以唱得非常的欢快。
Simple lyrics and you can sing happily with them.
大家会唱吗？能唱两句吗？
Can we sing?
I will sing the mercies of the Lord.I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. 可能我中文唱的更熟练一点这个曲调非常的欢快。那这个作者是美国一位圣诗作家，叫做 James Henry Fillmore.
The author of this song is American hymn writer.James Henry Fillmore.
他的爸爸就是一位搞音乐的一个音乐家。
His father was a musician.
那他呢，继子承父业，他继续从事音乐的工作。
Like his father, he is a musician as well.
但是他的音乐的工作很特别，他就是专门以圣诗圣乐为他的主要的这个焦点。
But it's more special. His focus is the hymns.
他写作了许许多多的诗歌。
He wrote a lot of famous songs.
这可能是其中最有名的之一。
This is one of the most famous ones.
那 James Fillmore 在写这首诗歌的时候，实际上给他感动的经文就是诗篇第89篇。
When he wrote this song, the inspiration was Psalm 89.
啊，就是刚才我们所读的这两节的经文。
It's those two verses that we just read.
这首诗歌已经几乎有100年的时间了。
This song has been around for over 100 years.
但是一代一代的传唱。
Generation after generation, people sing.
今天我们年轻的弟兄姊妹还知道这首歌吗？有没有唱过这首歌？
Do our young brothers and sisters know this song?
摇头啊，有的人都不知道。
Some people may not even heard about it.
哎呀，有点可惜了。
It's a shame.
我要唱耶和华的大慈爱。
I will sing of the mercies of Lord.
那这首歌里面呢，还有一点很特别的，就是它里面有许许多多的我，大家有没有注意到 ？I.
We notice that there are a lot of I's in this song.
有时候我听到有的弟兄姊妹会说，你看这个诗歌里面啊，这个它的 I 和 you 啊哪个多？如果是 you 多，就是在赞美神啊；如果是 I 多，那就是自我为中心的。
Some people have this opinion that in a song, if there are a lot of you's, that's praising God more, and if there are a lot of I's, it emphasizes a lot about ourselves.
那么以这个呢为一个原因，说绝对不能够唱现代敬拜赞美诗歌，因为现在很多敬拜赞美诗歌都是以人自我为中心的。
That's one of the reasons that we shouldn't sing the contemporary songs.
那对这个观点呢，我是要 respectfully disagree。
With this opinion, I respectfully disagree.
其实如果你去看很多的传统的诗歌，里面有很多的我。
When you look at a lot of traditional songs, they do have a lot of I's.
但是如果你仔细的更深入去看那个歌词，它丝毫不是以人自我为中心的，完全是以神为中心的。
If you look closer to the lyrics, it's not people-centric, it's God-centric.
甚至更直接的，你去看诗篇好了。诗篇里面有多少？我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地耶和华而来。你看有多少个我
？Look at how many eyes are in the Psalms themselves.
但是有的时候，如果要是一个真正的以人为中心、人本的诗歌，它里面可能不是有很多的我，但是仍然是以人为本的。
If a song is people-centric, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has a lot of eyes.
所以在这里呢，我们要提一句，千万不要把它表面化、简单化。
Let's not simplify that.
那么下面我们再一起来思想，就是那诗歌敬拜的目的到底是什么
？Let's talk about what are the purposes of worship songs.
我相信这里至少有两点，就是最根本的我们诗歌敬拜的目的。
Two main purposes.
一个就是颂赞我们的主、我们的神。
One is to praise God.
诗篇103篇第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Psalm chapter 103 verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
那诗歌还有一个很重要的目的，就是造就人。
Another important reason we sing the worship songs is edify people.
千万不要以为只是听讲道造就人。
We edify people not only through sermon.
你知道吗？一篇好的圣诗，那个丰富、有深度、有内容的歌词，就像是一个小小的讲道一样。
We know that the rich and deep meaning of some of the songs can be very powerful as much as the sermon.
直接进入的心灵就让我们得到建造。
Directly coming into our heart and edify us.
所以哥罗西书第三章十六节说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导互相劝诫，心被恩感，就怎么样歌颂神。
Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
所以我当想到我们群体敬拜的时候啊，我们个人的灵修、个人的敬拜是一方面，当我们群体敬拜的时候呢，啊，我们用诗歌一起来到主的面前啊，我们思想的对象是神，我们大家同心同声，齐心颂赞，心被恩感，来歌颂神，这就是音乐的力量。
When we sing together in a congregation, and we worship together, and our spirits work together, and we are moved together as a whole.
你知道，当这个好的一个诗歌敬拜啊，唱诗赞美，唱完的时候，人的心已经完全被预备好，已经打开了，已经准备好领受神的话语了。
A really good singing, singing in the worship helps us open our heart and be ready for the message.
那相反的，如果我们看到一个人心不在焉的唱诗歌的时候，别人在那大声的唱，在那参与，他在那里东张西望的，也不张口你就知道这个人的心在神的面前完全没有预备好。
On the contrary, if we are not paying attention to the song and not really singing the song with all of our heart, we pretty much know that they're not ready to have their hearts open.
所以在我们的敬拜当中，这个唱诗的功用啊，有几个方面，一个是让我们的心灵与神来协调。
There are several functions of singing in the public worship. The first one is harmonizing the mind with God.
我们知道群体的敬拜是我们每一个人一起来共同的来享受啊，在神的同在当中一同来参与。
Worship God in the congregation helps us involve everyone to enjoy.
也是我们一同一起来向神表达我们的内心。
And it's also a way to express our hearts to God together as a group.
啊，也用诗歌来培养一个歌颂者的品格。
And it also helps us cultivate our characters.
当然我们如果要再仔细，也许还能够更多的总结出一条两条我们敬拜当中唱诗的功用来。
I'm sure there are more functions of singing the songs in the public worship.
不过呢，在我们的聚会当中，唱诗的功用，即使千条万条，大家一定要注意，一定没有这一条。
Out of all the functions of worshiping together with a song,
没有哪一条呢？这条就两个字，叫等人。
There is no such thing as waiting for people.
因为我真的有遇到了有的敬拜，然后警示上去说，来，咱们先唱两首歌，等人。
I have heard people make the comment that let's sing some songs while we're waiting for other people to join.
歌唱完了，人就差不多来齐了。
After the song, I think we'll have everybody here.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常不正确的一种敬拜当中唱诗的这样一种的心态。
Brothers and sisters, I would say this is not the best attitude we have.
甚至我要反过来 ，I would rather argue 啊，如果我们在敬拜当中，我们缺少了，我们 miss 掉，我们错过了唱诗的环节，我们错过了很宝贵的一部分。
I would argue that we would lose the very precious time a part of worship we miss it.
那么下面一个就是我们敬拜诗歌的选择，这个里面就稍微的我们讲一点啊，一些比较实际一点的内容，应用方面的。
Let's talk a little bit about the practical side of choosing a worship song.
首先第一个，在很多教会当中许许多多的争论这个争论最近这几十年就一直不停歇的。
There are a lot of debates and discussions around using traditional songs versus contemporary songs.
对，就是到底是传统的诗歌还是现代的诗歌。
Yeah.
我自己个人，我的观点是这样子的。传统诗歌绝对不要丢啊。
My opinion is that we cannot forsake the traditional songs.
可以这样说，太宝贝了。
It's very precious.
那每一首诗歌都是千挑万选，经过历史的检验留下来的，积淀下来的这个宝贝。
And they have gone through the test of time.
另一方面，现代赞美的诗歌其中也有很优秀的作品。
It's undebatable that there are very good songs in contemporary genre.
哎，我们反复和弟兄姊妹说，也不是说现代赞美诗歌就所有都自动不能唱。
We're not saying that we're not going to sing any of the contemporary songs.
这里可以有一个平衡。
There should be a balance.
哎，其实很多现在我们唱的传统诗歌，在当年曾经也都是新的歌曲。
All the traditional songs we sing right now used to be contemporary song at the time when it was written.
啊，其中有一首歌，我不知道大家知不知道，我就举一个例子，《耶稣恩友》这首歌，大家喜不喜欢唱？
An example is
耶稣恩友 ，What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
那这首歌今天绝对是传统圣诗啊。
Really a traditional song nowadays.
但这首歌实际上刚出来的时候，很多人反对它。
When first it came out, there are a lot of opponents.
觉得它的这个曲调太简单了。
I think the melody is too simple.
啊，就非常的平。What a friend we have in Jesus. 就这么唱。就没有什么一些的起伏等等，然后歌词也很简单。
Very simple lyrics as well.
甚至有人在批评耶稣恩友这首歌的时候啊，非常不客气，说这是酒馆里唱的这个曲调。
Some people even challenging that the song should only be sung in a pub.
但是今天我们知道，当我们一唱起耶稣恩友的时候，我们实在是深受感动。
But nowadays, every time we sing this song, we feel moved.
它是经过了这个历史的检验的。
It has passed the test of time.
好的啊，这里我们就只能够简单分享。第二个就是我们诗歌的曲调也要考虑。
The second point is the tune of the songs.
你说曲调有那么关键吗？
Is it really important? Yeah.
有的是很欢快的曲调，有的是帮助我们去沉思默想曲调，快一点、慢一点、大一点、小一点、高一点、低一点，实际上都有它的讲究。
There are happy ones, there are quiet ones, there are high pitch, there's low pitch. So is it really important?
刚才我们讲到耶稣恩友这个例子，那是有人在攻击这首歌，不喜欢这首歌的时候，就讲出这样的话来。
The example we gave earlier was about how simple the tune was.
但实际上它不是。
But really it's not.
那么呢，也有的时候我们用一些明明的是世俗的，而且这个曲调背后实际上是带有很多的这个内涵的东西，我们把它就配上属灵的歌词就来唱，这个也不合适。
Sometimes we choose to have a complicated, seemingly beautiful song, and then we just put lyrics in it.
比如说，这个前些年我就看那个国内的教会的杂志，就提到一件事情，在有的地方呢，大家唱歌本来是赞美神的歌，用什么曲调呢？三大纪律八项注意。
I've learned that in China, there are some songs we just put the lyrics into this tune that's three major disciplines and eight points of attention.
Yeah, 就是这个。这个你再怎么唱，因为我们是深受在国内那个文化里面影响的，一唱这个它不对味儿啊，这是一个这个共产党革命军队里面的一个歌曲。
It's a communist party evolutionary song tune.
好。对啊，那么这个歌词呢，就更要小心，更要注意了。
Lyrics is really important too.
刚才我们已经反复强调，一首歌曲是能够直接进入人心的。
We emphasized that song can go into your heart directly.
有时候我们就光是感觉到，哎呀，这个曲调非常优美。我承认，许多的歌曲的曲调非常非常优美。
I have to admit that a lot of songs really have great melodies.
但是如果你看这个诗歌的这首歌的写作的背景啊，它所出自的这个某一些的。比较有偏差的神学宗派、神学流派，甚至歌词里面的那个问题，我们就要引起注意。
If you look at the background of some of the songs, the lyrics has some doctrine-related issues.
它的信仰教义、它的神学根基可能都是有偏差的。那这样歌，即使是曲调再美，我们也不要去唱。
Some of the faith doctrine and the theological foundation of the lyrics has some problems, and we really shouldn't sing those songs.
有一次我去在一个教会的退休会。
One time I was hosting a retreat in the church.
然后大家就一起唱一首歌，他们就唱得很熟，我一看就知道就绝不是第一遍、第二遍唱这首歌了。
Every time they sing this particular song, they were very familiar with it.
那么呢，他们当时唱的有些其他的歌，大部分都是比较浅一点的歌，这个确实是这样的啊，年轻人也比较多一些。
Most of the songs they sang were very simple among the youngsters.
几天的聚会里面，就一场一场的聚会里面，基本上传统圣诗一首都没有，真的挺可惜的。
There's almost no traditional song in that retreat.
但是其中他们所唱的有一首歌，我在上去讲到的时候呢，我这个要给他们提一下了。
One particular traditional song they did sing, I had to give them a reminder.
我就跟他们说呀，我说我们唱诗歌的时候，你得去想这个歌词，你又不能够完全都不走脑子就这样去跟着就唱出来啊。
I reminded them that you have to pay attention to the lyrics when you sing the song.
他有一句歌词是什么呢？说基督，你离开了偶像的宝座。
One of the lyrics is that Christ leaving the throne of idols.
我就问大家了，我说我请问大家一个问题啊。基督什么时候坐过偶像的宝座呀？
And let me ask you this one question. Since when Christ had ever been on the throne of idols?
感谢神啊！我跟他讲完以后，这个聚会往回走的时候，他们一位年轻传道人就跟我说：“哎呀，冯牧师，谢谢你啊，给我们指出来，我真的是没有注意到啊，以后再不唱。”后来他们真的就不再唱那首歌了。
Praise God, when I was walking out of that retreat, this young priest came up to me and said,thank you for giving us the reminder. We didn't really even notice this.
甚至有的时候连我们诗歌的顺序都有考虑。
And sometimes the orders of the songs are important too.
这个我们在做这个敬拜赞美领诗的这个培训的时候，我们有更讲得更详细，这里我就稍微提一句。
Our trainings have more details on this, but I'll simplify it here.
最简单，比如说我们来到教会，大家一起来敬拜，尤其是主的崇拜。第一首诗歌唱什么样的歌
？What the first song should be？
我举三个例子，大家来选哈。
Let me give you three examples to choose.
第一个，有人在为你祷告。
One is someone is praying for you.
第二，信靠顺服。
Two is obedience.
第三，真神之爱。
The third one is the love of our true God.
这三首哪一首应该摆在第一个来唱？
Which one should be the first?
真神之爱，对不对啊？真神之爱，有人在为你祷告。哎呦，这个有的诗歌还有你这个的，有啊，就是有人在为你祷告，大家会唱过吗？这首歌在2008年汶川大地震，当时我们的这个退休会，纽约上州联合退休会的时候，我们就唱这首歌，唱了很多人流泪。
We sang the first song in the retreat for a major earthquake in China, and that is, we'll pray for you. Everybody was moved.
因为512汶川大地震，五月底我们那个退休会，我们就唱这首诗歌，在为远方的这些难民灾民来祷告。
We were praying for the victims of the earthquakes at the time.
但是我们来到主日崇拜，第一首唱这首诗歌，显然就不合适，对不对啊？
But when we come to the Sunday worship, the first song really shouldn't be.
信靠顺服传颂的诗歌非常棒，可是什么时候唱比较好？回应诗歌，对了，回应诗歌唱更好。
So the songs of obedience is really good, but when should it be sung in the praise, in the worship? It should be when we respond.
而当我们一唱到真神之爱伟大无穷，口舌笔墨难以形容，哇，一下子就把我们每一个人带到了这么样一个属灵的高原，来到主的宝座前，是不是啊？来敬拜他，来亲近他，那个爱我们的主，我们的神，不一样的。
So the majestic feeling of singing the song, praising God's love, is really powerful. That brings everybody together and open.
好啊，那我们最后要分享的就是一个唱诗敬拜者应当有什么样一颗的心。
The last thing we want to share is, what kind of heart should we prepare ourselves before the singing and worshiping?
首先要一个感恩的心。
The first one is a thanksgiving heart.
没有感恩的心是很难唱诗歌的。
If there's no thanksgiving heart, it's hard to sing a good song.
如果你没有意识到我所有的一切是神所给的 ，We do not take anything for granted.
Everything is given by God. We can't take it for granted.
我们不能够把任何东西当成想当然。有个感恩的心，到主的面前来唱诗歌的时候，你就特别的有这个感情。那么第二个就是谦卑的心。
Second one is a humble heart.
一个忧伤痛苦的心，主必不轻看的。God does not despise a repentant heart. 谦卑到主的面前，有个省察悔改的一个心，这是唱诗敬拜者当有的。第三个就是一个敬畏的心。
A fearing heart.
知道神是做宝座的神，神是掌管万有的主，神是圣洁公义的神，敬畏他。
Know our God is the Almighty God, knows everything, and is powerful, King of Kings.
第四个，要有一颗寻求的心。
Fourth heart is seeking heart.
来到主的面前，神应许你若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Come in front of God and seek, you must be found.
Seek me diligently, you shall find.当我们在唱诗歌来到主的面前来呼求的时候有一颗寻求的心，我们通过诗歌我们就能够寻找到这一位爱你爱我的主神。
If we seek with our heart open in front of God, when we seek, we will find.
还有一个叫做聆听的心。
The other one is listening heart.
聆听的心，一个当我们唱诗的时候，我们的心慢慢打开已经完全预备好来领受讲台的信息，还有一个我们本身也聆听那个歌词。
When we are prepared and open with our heart, we're ready to listen.
甚至聆听我们彼此互相的，就像哥罗西书第三章讲的互相的这个唱和。
It's even listening to each other's songs.
这个互相的聆听不是说他唱走调了不是这个互相聆听是那个歌词，整个这个会众一起敬拜的时候这个声音的回响我们每一个人就领受上达天庭，也领受到内心当中。
Listening to each other's songs, not to say that, oh, this person is off tune. It's more of listening to each other's praises and hearing the songs from the heaven into our heart.
好，还有我要歌唱，一个歌唱的人有一颗奉献的心。
And a giving heart.
你知道在刚才我们提到圣殿的敬拜有立位人的这个服饰。
When we're praising in the temple, it's coming from the
Levites. 他们的这个诗班呢，就是引领大家一起来到主的面前来敬拜，来献祭。
So they would take the worshippers in front of God and praise God.
我们的诗歌是我们口唇当中所献的祭，代表我们的全人和我们的内心。
The words and the song came out of our mouth is
from our heart.
From our heart.
那么这样一种 dedication 的这样一种奉献，自然也带出来 last but not least 就是唱歌的人要有一个行动的心。
Also there should be an acting heart.
让这个诗歌，让这种赞美来改变我们。
Let this praise change us.
当我们唱信靠顺服的时候，我们可不要单单只是口上唱，我们内心当中真的是要有一颗愿意去信靠主、愿意去顺服跟随他的心。
It's not only just the words out of your mouth; it needs to come from your heart.
当我们唱主啊，我愿为你去这首诗歌的时候，你有没有被这诗歌感动？主啊，我真的是愿意为你去传福音呢。
When we sing the song, are you really willing to spread the gospel?
我们到现在好几年，我们教会每年的这个 Labor Day 劳工节退休会，有一首主题歌，大家还记得叫什么吗？
Do you remember the song we sing in the Memorial Day retreat every year?
还记得吗？主啊，我要奉献我自己，是不是啊？主啊，我要奉献我自己。这首歌你唱出来的时候，是不是发自内心来唱的？
The song is Lord, I give myself.
愿为主做仆人，愿为主传福音。
I'm willing to be a servant. I'm willing to spread the gospel.
我们可以来想，我有没有这样一颗行动的心，让这个歌词所唱的不是空的，而成为我的生命的一部分。
Do we really have an acting heart to act out the lyrics?
感恩的心，谦卑的心。敬畏的心，寻求的心，聆听的心，奉献的心，还有行动的心。
Thanksgiving heart, humble heart, fearing heart, seeking heart, listening heart, giving heart, and acting heart.
最后给大家讲一个小故事。
Last but not least, let me give you a little story.
有一次在美国有一个地方发生一场火灾，严重的火灾。
There was a fire in America somewhere.
那一位老人家啊，这个老奶奶她是一位基督徒，但是在大火当中她的房子整个被烧成了废墟。
There was an elderly Christian lady whose house was burned down.
她的名字叫做 Hobbs, Mrs. Hobbs, 霍布斯太太。
Her name is Mrs. Hobbs.
当这个火被扑灭以后，邻居就来看望说，你有没有需要什么帮助？
When the fire was put off, neighbors came and said, do you need any help?
大家很惊讶地发现，这位霍布斯女士却坐在她的废墟里面，在那唱奇异恩典。Amazing Grace.
People found her sitting in the ruins singing Amazing Grace.
邻居们很不理解，说你怎么还有心情唱歌啊？
Neighbors didn't understand. Why do you still singing?
这位霍布斯女士回答很简单的一句话，她说我的房子烧了，但是我的救主还在，我还有理由来歌唱。
She simply said, my house was destroyed, but my Lord Savior is still here.
诗篇八十九篇的作者一探说，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远，我要用口将你的信实传于万代。
Ethan the singer said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth, will I make known your faithfulness to all generations.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，纵然我们在监禁捆锁当中。
Dear Lord, even though we're in tribulation,
因着主的慈爱信实，我们能够在夜间歌唱。
Because of your faithfulness, we can sing in front of you.
主啊，我们同心到你的面前来，求主保守你的众儿女，我们在顺境当中歌颂神，也在逆境当中来颂赞主。
Lord, we come in front of you together. We pray to sing not only when we are happy, but also when we're in trouble.
让我们每个人做一个真实敬拜的主，人敬拜主的人。
Let every one of us be a good worshipper and praise you.
也让我们口唱心和的来传扬你的圣名。
And let us spread your gospel with all our heart and our words.
求主悦纳我们每一次在主面前的敬拜。
Please God, take our praise.
也让我们每一位的歌唱者都被主全然的得着。
May all of our singers have learned from worship and praising you.
让我们所唱的那歌词真的成为我们生命的实际，也成为我们的行动。
Let the lyrics we sing actually become part of our life.
因为唯有您配得一切的尊崇。
Only you deserve all the honors.
我们跟随服侍你。
We follow, we serve.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.